Selling a home with a realtor or by owner is about probabilities. It isn't often about the genius marketing program that a realtor has. It's about market momentum, supply and demand, market consumption, local economies, and realtors can look like heroes when they put the property in the MLS and it sells in 2 days with five offers. And hey, we sold the property. Well, you know, in my camp, you underpriced the property if you get five offers and you sell it in an hour or two, which happens. So selling by owner is about probabilities. Marketing programs that you have to do to expose it. Certain things you have to do to follow up with buyers. Your data preparation. But it starts with probabilities. So you'd say, well, how do I know the probability of selling my property? Well, there are a few different economic indicators that you can look at. We call a micro market. Macro would be a large market, maybe a school district. A micro market could be your subdivision or tight radius around your property. The better these numbers are, the higher your probability are of selling the house by owner. So take the first example here, and that is if, let's say there are, your home is, I use an easy number, of $350,000, and in your area within a mile or two between $325,000 and $375,000, a little higher, a little lower than your price, and there is 10 houses for sale in that price point, and the active with realtors, by owner, just about 10 houses for sale in that 1 mile radius. Now, let's say that there are a bunch of other properties that are under contract waiting to close, and let's say there's 20 of them, 10 for sale, 20 under contract. Well, I can almost guarantee most of those properties are selling in a couple weeks, if that. Some houses, the day they hit the market, they're selling. There's a huge pent-up demand. And understanding your probabilities is knowing what your pent-up demand is. Now, we normally don't see two buyers under contract waiting to close for every one seller that's for sale. More times than not, there's more sellers than there are buyers. But I tell you this, if you're in a marketplace where there's more under contract than there are for sale, you're probably in a really good growth market, appreciating market, high demand, and high probability you're going to sell on your own. If you find yourself, let's say, again, your price is $350,000, and from $325,000 to $375,000, give or take the asking price of the subject property, your home, there's 10 for sale, and there's, let's say, 5 in the other category under contract waiting to close, and which means you have two sellers to every one buyer. Or imagine that there are 10 for sale, and there's only one under contract. And that would be a really horrible marketplace, and the probability of selling it by owner is greatly diminished because the probability of any realtor selling at a 10 to 1 ratio is greatly diminished. The second thing to look at in your area is out of every, in the past 12 months or 6 months, how many properties did not sell? Let's say they're called expired listings. Realtors call them that. And let's say there were 50 properties on the market in the last 12 months in your price range that failed to sell. And you're going, is that good or bad? Well, in the report that you could obtain from a realtor, and it's called the success rate. And so let's say that your area success rate was 87%. That of houses that come on the market, they sell. And that's a really good number, by the way. What we look for, if we have a buyer that's a match for an area, we tend to want an area where it's at least 70% success rate. Earlier, I chatted with you about the supply and demand, meaning one active property to one under contract. You know, there's certain economic indicators when you're moving your money into an area that you know your money will appreciate. One of them is, ideally, you're in at least a 2-to-1 ratio, two sellers to every one buyer. We're also looking at 70% success rate in an area. And if you find out your area has, again, failed listings, the big brands not selling their listings, and it isn't because they're not marketing geniuses, it's because they can't figure out the right price for those properties. So when you look at the success rate on these reports, and if you see, I've seen them 29%, 27% success, that's a bad thing. Realtors are not succeeding selling their listings. They might come to your kitchen table and interview with you and tell you that, hey, I'm number one in the whatever, and that's why you should hire me. Well, it isn't just what their success rate is. It's kind of what the quadrant success rate is. So let me wrap up this audio. There's a couple more indicators, but what we talked about here, we're looking for supply and demand, how many actives there are for sale right now competing against you in your price range and in your area and your style. We said there might be 10. If there is one under contract, it's a horrible market, and 10 to 1 is just horrible. It's like at the eighth grade dance, 10 girls show up and only one boy. It was good for me in the eighth grade, not so good for the girls. So if you're a buyer showing up at a marketplace where there's 10 for sale, only one under contract, you're actually looking at a depreciating marketplace. So as a seller, you know, is this the time to sell when there's no demand? And again, it's not the time of year like people think. It's such a logical thing. Oh, the time of year matters so much. No, it's the supply, the demand, the market momentum. And lastly, as I was saying, the success rate. If the success rate is below 70%, that means our realtors listing for every 10 properties only selling 3 or 4, it's a depressed market. If they're selling 7, 8, or 9 out of 10, the probability of you selling by owner and succeeding is actually pretty high. All right. Hope this was helpful. We'll go on to the next audio.